seen significant moisture in 4 years. I want to share with you some possibility thinking. Talking to Greg Price last night, who's so generously donated his time this morning to help chair this morning's activities, Greg tells me that according to the last rating sweep, there could be as many as 10,000 people already listening to WCVR AM this morning, and that we're within a potential market audience of 17,000 people. I'm going to ask you to get on that telephone this morning once you think your friends and neighbors are awake. Call them and ask them to listen to us this morning as we try to make history for Randolph, Vermont. If 17,000 people called in today and made a pledge, we're talking an incredible sum of money. Please make that phone call to 728-9611. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. We'll be checking back with Charlie and Lou Crane and some other guests here in just a little bit. Again, I want to remind you that while you call in your pledges at 728-9611, it would be okay if you mention what to you'd like to hear. Of course, you know, we'll try to play as many of the requests that we get. 728-9611. Call that number. WCVR, TD's Boogie, Tommy Dorsey, Greg Price here. It's 8:30, and time now to talk once again to Charlie McMeekin and Denny Borchardt.
Right, it's my pleasure to have in the studio this morning a good friend, Denny Borchardt. One of the things we'll be trying to do today, as well as encourage you to call 728-9611 and make that pledge for cash contributions, is to try to help you get a better understanding of what actually is going on in what's known as the Horn of Africa, the 24 African nations that are experiencing in one degree or another the effects of long-term drought. Denny Borchert works here in Randolph for the Resource Conservation and Development arm of the federal government. He's better known around here as a soul man, because he's from Missouri, and that's how they pronounce it down there. He's a soul man. And I asked Denny earlier this week, as he's involved in this field, to share with us some information that he's dug up this week about the agriculture of Ethiopia and why these people, at least at this point, are not able to feed themselves. Denny?
Thanks, Charlie. It's really interesting, excuse me, when you start trying to understand what's happening in Ethiopia, Charlie, is that much of the land is actually owned and being farmed there by the millions of a population that is there. And most everybody owns a little tract of land. But that tract of land is not to make them money, it's to actually feed themselves and their family. Interesting fact is that more than 75% of the people that live in that country are below the poverty level. And the only way they can really survive is to be able to grow food on this little tract of land that they own. The crops that are grown in Ethiopia are kind of a varied crops because of the unusual rain patterns and unusual weather that they have there. Most all the rain comes during a monsoon season during the summer, and that occurs mostly in the highlands, in the mountainous area there that run from 06 to up to 10,000 feet in elevation. And that that rain that they get during really just about a two-month period is usually stored in some reservoirs they have up there, and then it is doled out, so to speak, during the dry periods to not only for human needs but for agricultural needs. And the fact that they have not had any significant rain for 4 years, and I guess no rain for a year and a half in that country, has really caused this problem to accelerate. They grow wheat there, they grow barley, they do some coffee. There's very little exportations of any kind of agricultural crops. They have a small grain there they call teff, which I am not familiar with, Charlie, but I understand it's a very small grain, similar to a wheat, only it's grown in small patches, and it's what they make their basic bread out of. They're what they call their national bread is made out of teff, T-E-F-F. So that's kind of interesting. But I was talking about their resources and the limitations of their resources, but when I think about personally the tremendous resources that we have here in central Vermont and in the United States of America. You know, we have water, particularly here, right here where we're living in central Vermont. We have water during almost all the year. We get enough water for crops and for ourselves. We have a tremendous soil resource right here. Randolph, Vermont, particularly in Orange County, has more soil that is adaptable for growing food and fiber than any other town in Orange County. We have a tremendous farm families here that really husband the land and care about it and care for it. So we have so many blessings. And I think we need to understand that we need to share those blessings. You know, we happen to be put here in central Vermont, but we could have easily as been put in Ethiopia, really. And I've often thought how blessed we really are to be here in a land where we have the resources and the people that can make it happen, and I would sure like to see Central Vermont come out and really get behind this effort. I think it's a wonderful thing, Charlie.
Well, thank you, Denny. And as you know, and I'm going to ask you to make the pitch yourself, I think there's probably no bigger-hearted a group of people in Central Vermont than our farmers, and I'm going to ask you to make a pitch to get them on those telephones when they're done milking that herd this morning, and make that phone call to 728-9611. Let's see how good a recruiter you can be, Denny.
thanks, Charlie. No, I'll make the pitch to anybody, really, farmers included. I know that a lot of the radios are on out there in the barns right now, and a lot of wet hands probably handling that milk. So I do encourage you to call into that pledge, 728-9611, and I'd like to hear from all of you out there, and God bless you.
Thank you. After this next song, I think we'll be back with an update of what's happening down at the Randolph National Bank. Make that call, 728-9611. Make your pledge and make it count.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. Band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain and hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Way on down south, London town. Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Man, he's strictly rhythm, he doesn't wanna make it cry or sing. His tenor no guitar is all he can afford. When he gets up under the lights, play his thing. Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. Then a crowd of young boys, they're fooling around in the corner. Best brown baggies in their platform, so they don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans that play Creole. Fast.
are the Sultans. We are the Sultans of Swing.
Minutes in front of 9, 8:40. Greg Brace here on AM 1320 WCBR. This is our response, and we're trying to raise money for the starving millions in Ethiopia this morning, in case you're just waking up. Got the forecast for today. Expected to be windy and cold. Considerable clouds. Occasional flurries. Highs near 40. For tonight, clearing, diminishing winds, and quite cold. A low of 20 to 25. And tomorrow, sunny, continued cold with a high in the 30s. Currently, it's 31 at AM 1320 WCBR. And with me right now is Lou Crane. And Lou has an update of how much money has been pledged and the names of some of the matching sponsors. Lou?
Thank you, Greg. Well, these are not matching sponsors. These are some of the other pledges that have come in over the phone this morning, which for all of these pledges, we will get money from the matching sponsors, so it makes these doubly nice. But we have had contributions, and I'll just read the names off because it's really kind of nice, from Ethan Allen, Green Mountain Glove, Chelsea Country Store, White River Credit Union, Central Supplies, Lamson's Hardware, Chelsea Health Center, Bridge Hill Studio, Carl Haupt, Jane Hubbard, Howard and Arlene Stockwell of Tunbridge, Tom and Barbara Pinello, and that's the end of the list of names I have, but what this brings the total to at the present time is $1,430 over the phone. With the matching grants, that gets us up to $2,860 total.
All right. Thank you, Randolph.
Just keep the phones ringing, folks. It's working. You're lovely. You're doing the right stuff. That number is 728-9611. I love you. Ring the phone.
Okay, thank you, Lou. 728-9611, as Lou mentioned. Also, it's your chance when you do call in your pledge to let us know what you'd like to hear on the radio. Obviously, we're making every effort to play the songs that are requested, and that number again, 728-9611. Call in your request and make a pledge.
In front of you. just my big brass band. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
AM 1320 WCBR. It's 8:45, quarter till 9 with Greg Price, and we're in the midst of our response, and what we're trying to do this morning is raise money for the starving people in Ethiopia. With me is Lou Crane, and Lou's got some more information as to who some of the matching sponsors are. Lou?
Yes, Greg. These are some more of the names of the business and corporate matching fund donors. Remember, we spoke to you earlier and said that what these people have done is pledged money in a dollar-for-dollar fashion. Every time we raise a dollar, when you add these people's contributions together, they will give us another dollar for everyone you phone in. Now, these are all businesses and corporations, and it's really amazing the response we got from these people. And one of the reasons we're reading the names is we think that you ought to know these people out here that they are giving, and you ought to go see them, do a little business with them. And I'm going to read five more names of those corporate sponsors. We have Du Bois and King, Vermont Federal Bank, CompuCount, Wiggett Brothers and Wiggett Real Estate, and Sears of Randolph. Remember, call in to the number 728-9611, make a contribution this morning, and deal with the businesses and corporations that have helped us this morning to reach our goal. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lou. We'll be checking back with Lou and also talking with Charlie McMeekin as well as some other community people. Right now, it's 14, make that 13 in front of 9 o'clock, and we're going to be playing some more music also at this time. I'd like to thank Steve Todd, who has donated his time to work on the FM today, some extra hours, so I could be here on the AM with you. And also, we'd like to thank the students from Randolph Union High School who have donated their time, volunteered to help with answering the phones at Randolph National Bank. The number, 728-9611. You call in to make your pledge. The Four Tops now on AM 1320 WCBR.
And when I see the sign that points one way, the lot we used to pass by every day. Just walk away, Renee. You won't see me follow you back home. The empty sidewalks on my block are not
1420 WCBR, 31 degrees in central Vermont right now. And Charlie McMeekin and Jane Hubbard are with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning again, Greg, and thank you very much. It's 10 minutes of 9, folks. We're asking you to call 728-9611. Make a pledge to show your concern about the situation in Africa, primarily in Ethiopia is the country we're focusing on this morning. But as I indicated earlier, one of our goals is to help educate people who are listening to AM 1320 this morning as to the situation in all of Africa, to better understand it and to better understand the people that we're asking you to contribute your hard-earned dollars to. I have with me in the studio now Jane Hubbard. Jane is not only a personal friend, but we teach together down at Randolph Union High School. We work with what are affectionately known as the ankle biters, the seventh graders. Jane spent some time in Kenya, a country just to the south of Ethiopia, relatively prosperous by comparison to Ethiopia, if I understand it. One thing Denny and I were talking about just before he went on the air is the average income in Ethiopia is $104 per person per year. That's American dollars. Kenya is about $400 per person. But Kenya is also one of those countries experiencing the drought. Jane, why don't you tell us a little bit about Kenya, the country, so that we can better understand the people that we're asking our listeners to send their money to?
I was fortunate enough in 1975 and 76 to spend a year teaching school in Kenya. And I think that year changed my life. And as I've kept track of the news and the events in the last year that are happening in that part of the country, it's taken me back to those months that I spent there. And in terms of really looking at this famine, I had the opportunity to spend 2 weeks working with Food for the Hungry, who's another agency that's working in this area. I actually wasn't at distribution centers, but I spent time with the directors and helped unload and load trucks, sending materials to those distribution centers, and also had an opportunity to spend several days in a medical clinic, and perhaps I can share some of what I saw. For one thing, the people are incredibly strong, and I was just always amazed at the condition they came and the distances that they had walked and how they had been able to keep their families together through such trauma. And they were so thankful, and not only thankful, but so hopeful. And even though we look at the pictures and we see the news and we weep and wonder how these people can bear up, you need to know that these are just amazing people that live in these countries. Denny Borchard earlier talked about the farming conditions, and he was really, really great. And I'd like to add to you the picture of the typical farmer in this area. Usually the women in the fields bent over because they typically use hoes that are about 2 feet long, working in back-breaking sun, long hours in soil that's often dry, and in the best of times, barely making ends meet. So these are people that are used to hardships, but at this time, experiencing things that we can't even believe. And I guess I'd like to leave you with the thought that I came away from that experience in Kenya with, and that is that we are called and asked to be citizens of the world. And I just ask and leave you with that message and ask you to really consider calling in and adding your contribution. Thank you.
Boy, and thank you, Jane. That number is 728-9611. Picture those people, feel them in your heart, and make that phone call.
When me and my friends go out in the town, we can't sit still, we can't sit down. We don't like to fight and we don't like to scuffle, but we dance all night doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo,
hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck. Well, we never miss a chance. We get up and dance and do the curly shuffle. Well, me and my friends love Larry and Mo. We love Curly's brother Shemp and his fat clone Joe. It's such a delight to boogie and hustle, dancing all night doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo,
hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck. We get up and dance
Well, me and my friends, we all love to see comedy classics on late night TV. Those knuckleheads love to get in a scuffle. They push and they shove, doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo,
hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck. Well, we never miss a chance. We get up and dance and do the curly shuffle. Right, we do the curly shuffle.
What'd you say?
We do the curly shuffle.
That's what I thought you said.
We do the curly shuffle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We do the curly shuffle.
Sweet Molly.
We never miss a chance. We get up and dance and do the curly shuffle.
Jump in the saddle at AM 1320 WCBR, doing the curly shuffle. It's 8:57, 3 in front of 9. Your opportunity now to shuffle over to the phone at 728-9611. Make a pledge. And right now I have Lou Crane with me here at WCBR, and Lou has another update and some more information for us. Lou?
Well, Charlie just asked me to talk for a second again about this. I guess we haven't explained very well over the air that we're basically asking for the contributions this morning to go to four established charities, which are, you know, charities that have low overheads. There have been a lot of people spend a lot of time checking into them, trying to figure out which ones we should go with. Now, one of the reasons we're asking people to make out their checks to these existing charities is that our response has not had time to try to establish a I don't even know what they call it, to make ourselves into a tax-deductible organization so that you could write the check to us. So if you write the checks to one of these four services or one of these four charities, the Catholic Relief Services, the Church World Service, Oxfam, or UNICEF, you can deduct your contribution from your taxes. If you wrote them to our response, you wouldn't be able to do that. And we do think it's important that you know you can deduct these from your taxes. The names of those services, again, were the Catholic Relief Services, Church World Service, Oxfam, and UNICEF. And the people on the phones know these names, and if you didn't write them down or can't remember them, they will be happy to furnish them to you. But let me remind you once again that for every dollar you give us, and I don't care if it's 50 cents or $50,000, we'll take whatever you want to give us, and all you have to do is call 728-911, and we'll be happy to hear from you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lou. Also, want to remind you that when you do call the number to make your pledge at 728-9611, you'll also have an opportunity to let the operator know what you'd like to hear on the radio at AM 1320 WCBR. Any requests that we possibly can get on, we will. Here's Culture Club at WCBR, Randolph.
If I listen to your lies, would you say I'm a man without conviction? I'm a man who doesn't know how to sell a contradiction. Come and go, love.
You come and go, you come and go. Loving will be the colors of light, my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come, 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 chameleon. You come and go, you come and go. Loving will be the colors of light, my dream.
AM 1320, WCBR, Boy George and Company. Carbon Chameleon. 3 minutes after nine, Greg Price here. Did get a message from Reverend Lupton of the United Church in Randolph. There's a mealless prayer service today from noon until 1 p.m. They'll be praying for an end to the Ethiopian drought and for the success of this very radiothon. Also, they'll be collecting funds for donation to contribute to the radiothon, and everyone's invited. That's today at noon at the United Church in Randolph. Right now, I've got the North Country weather forecast for the WCVR listening area, and we can expect it to be windy and cold with considerable clouds. Occasional flurries today. We'll have a high near 40. For tonight, clearing, diminishing winds, quite cold, a low of 20 to 25. And tomorrow, it'll be sunny, then cold, and we'll have a high tomorrow in the 30s. Right now, it's 33 at North Country, 102 WCBR.
Do it.
Fleetwood Mac with Stevie Nicks. AM 1320, WCVR, 7 minutes after nine. Greg Price here. This is our response right now. We're talking with Charlie and Lou and more news guys.
That's right. We're talking to all of Randolph. I've just gotten a phone call from the Randolph National Bank. We have a person on their way up here to the radio station with a challenge for those of you out there. So keep listening. See if you can meet that challenge and help us raise that all-important money to help those that are starving in Africa. The number again is 728-9611. We'd like to issue our own call out to those of you who are returning in your cars out from a morning's deer hunting.
We thought that this morning, being a deer hunter the way you are, that you could really score some points this morning. You can call 728-9611. Score some points. Give us some bucks.
That's right. And if you can't give us bucks, send us dough.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's getting bad, Charlie. Oh, why don't you take it away?
It's 8 minutes after 9 at AM 1320 WCVR. Also want to remind you, when you call 728-9611, you have an opportunity to make a request, a musical request. We don't care if it's country, rock, pop, yes, music from Jupiter. 728-9611. Call it.
That's all I care about.
WCVR. Remember the cookies? Don't say nothing bad about my baby. Greg here. It's 11 after 9, and this morning we're trying to raise money for the starving people in Ethiopia. The number for a pledge, 728-9611, to make your contribution. Right now, Lou Crane is standing by, and Lou, some further information?
Yeah, well, I just had a discussion, or was just having a discussion with Charlie McMeekin. Yeah, contrary to popular belief, Charlie can carry on a reasonable conversation when he has to. And a kind of an important thought came up. We've been reading names of the people who have given contributions over the radio, and I just wanted to let you know that if you don't want your name read over the radio, all you need to do is tell the person on the phone that. There's, we're not demanding, that's not part of the contribution. You don't have to have your name read. We are accepting gifts from anonymous people. In fact, it was quite wonderful. Just a moment ago, we were standing outside the booth when we were talking, and the door opened up. Someone came walking in, handed us a $20 bill, and said, please don't mention my name on the radio, so if you don't want to call the bank and even talk to someone, you can come by here and hand us money. We'll take it, and we'll take it anonymously. So thank you all very much, and call 9611.
Okay, thank you, Lou. 728-9611 is that number. It's 12 minutes after 9, and of course, we've got more music right here on AM 1320 WCVR. WCVR, Dion, Abraham, Martin, John. Greg here. It's 15, coming up on 16 after 9 o'clock. This is our response. What you're hearing this morning is a response to the famine and hunger occurring at the present time in Ethiopia. We're soliciting your donations to help ease that situation. 728-9611. We'll put you in touch with the operators at the Randolph National Bank switchboard. Also, you'll have an opportunity at that point to let them know what you'd like to hear on the radio on AM 1320 WCVR. Of course, we'll be talking with Charlie and Lou a little bit later on in the program and some folks from the community as they stop by. Your chance to make a contribution, and I know if you're like me, you probably watch the network news and have seen what some of the people are going through. It's not a very pleasant thing, and if you've wondered, gee, what can I do? Well, this is your opportunity. Call now, 728-9611. Also, I got a call earlier today from Reverend Lupton of the United Church in Randolph. There's a mealless prayer service taking place today from 12 until 1. That's from noon until 1 p.m. They'll be praying for an end to the Ethiopian drought and for the success of this very radiothon. Also, they'll be collecting funds for donation to contribute to the radiothon. That's today at noon at the United Church in Randolph next to the PNC. Everyone's invited. And right now, we've got more music on AM 1320 WCVR. Also, that number again, 728-9611. Call in your donation.
grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent sweat. He walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow.
WCBR, Brother Loves Traveling Salvation Show. Neil Diamond, Greg Frazier here. It's 20 minutes after 9. This is our response. And right now it's time to talk with Lou Crane once again.
Hi, I've got another list of names here of people that have called in and contributed. But I want to remind you first that all of these names I'm going to read are people that have made contributions. And every dollar they have given us is being matched by the corporate and business sponsors that we talked about earlier with matching funds, dollar for dollar. We have contributions from Paul Hayward, Irene DuBois, Merrill Harding, Kathleen Nichols, Don Wright, Nancy and Bill Rice, Marie Poulin, and this one you'll love. This one, it really got me when I read it. Ryan Darby, who is 5 years old, called in and pledged his life's savings this morning.
All right.
I just thought that was fantastic. He's going to break his piggy bank and give it all. Stephen Paulette Darby, Myrtle Whitmore has challenged the Ethan Allen workers to all call in and make pledges. The Quaker Hill Press, Charlie, help me with that. What was it? Boardway and Silly Funeral Homes of Chelsea and Tunbridge, Day's Funeral Home. And the 9 o'clock total was this morning $1,860.29.
Right.
We got the odd number because of that wonderful Ryan Darby. He broke out the last numbers for us this morning. Now remember, you can just double that, and that's what we really got because the corporate people are giving us just as much. And now back to you, I guess.
Okay, it's time for Charlie, and it's 9:22 right now, 33 degrees, and Charlie, your turn.
Boy, $1,800. Thank you, Randolph. Thank you, Central Vermont. That's fantastic. And again, just to underscore what Lou said, $1,800 raised on the air means $3,600 that's being sent out to help fight famine in Africa.
37.20.58.
Excuse me, $1,860.29. Thank you, Ryan Darby. We have in the studio with us now a special challenge from South Royal, and a most delightful young lady, Mrs. Brady Nickerson, who I've had the pleasure to know for 2 months. She's driven up here from South Royal with a special challenge. I'm not sure what it is. I'll just let her take the microphone. Brady?
Good morning. I want to challenge you with a call we got this morning from J&L Pizza and Sub Shop of South Royalton. They just called and pledged $50, and they challenge all other businesses to do the same. So can you meet that challenge and pledge $50? If you can, call in now, 728-9611.
That's right, Sub Shops. Call in that subscription. Thank you.
Okay, 728-9611. Also take the opportunity to make a musical request, and obviously we'll do our best here at AM 1320 WCVR to put it on the radio for you. And right now we'd like to thank you for the contributions that have come in. AM 1320 WCVR, Marshall Crenshaw, Someday, Someway. It's 9:26. Greg Brace here with our response, and Charlie McMeekin, Lou Crane, and we're going to be talking with the guys in just a moment. Also got the North Country weather forecast for the WCVR listening area. Today, windy, cold, considerable clouds, occasional flurries, highs near 40. For tonight, clearing, diminishing winds, quite cold, a low of 20 to 25. And tomorrow, sunny and continued cold with a high in the 30. Currently, it's 33 at AM 1320 WCVR. And Lou, what, you've got an update for us now?
Well, I've got, I want to read the names of five more of the business and corporate matching fund sponsors. People that you need to go out and trade with when you do business. The Holden Agency, Beacon Printing, G&W Plastics, Proctor Trust and Northfield Savings Bank have all been involved in getting together the matching corporate funds, which are the things that get us $2 for every one you give us. And now I'm going to turn the mic over to Brady again, and she's going to issue another challenge.
Hey, we're really on a roll here. We've had a special call. Welch Brothers True Value Hardware Store in South Royalton, the friendly community hardware store, has met J&L's challenge of $50.
Right,
called in and pledged. Now come on, others in South Royalton, we can do it. And Randolph, can you meet South Royalton's challenge? We need to hear from you. This is great. Let's keep that ball rolling.
That's right. That makes our new total $1,930.29, meaning we've raised as a Central Vermont community almost $4,000 in total. Keep those calls coming in, folks. It is so important. We're a little more than a third of the way through our marathon. You are doing wonderfully. Look deep, think hard, and send that contribution in. Call 728-9611.
Okay, thank you, gang. 928 now at AM 1320 WCBR. Andrew Sisters.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you I was lonesome. And when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light, and this old world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By me if it's to shame, please let me explain. By me if it's to shame, means you're great. By me if it's to shame, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even seven derbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain, by me if it's to shame. So kiss me and say you understand. By me if it's to shame, you've heard it all before, but let me try to explain. By me if it's to shame means that you're grand. By me if it's to shame, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. I could say Bella, Bella, even seven to buy. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. You will understand.
The Andrew Sisters at AM 1320 WCBR 931. Greg Price here, and this is our response. We're trying to raise money for the people in Ethiopia, and right now I have a special guest to step up to the microphone, one of the primary contributors to this radiothon, Mrs. Margaret Stokes. Good morning, Mrs. Stokes.
Hi, I just wanted to come down and
help this effort. I wanted to thank Charlie McMeekin and Lou Crane here, who are doing such a nice job. I noticed they're not one of the shy people. They really do a nice job. There we go.
Okay.
Anyway, this idea grew out in part of our family watching the news night after night and seeing these people so hungry and my husband decided to call up Bob Eddy and then from there Bob Eddy just ran away with it and found that so many people were interested in helping the Ethiopians and so they formed Our Response and this radiothon to try to raise money to help these people because I think we all feel so helpless and we all have so much food on our tables. We all want to just offer our spaghetti dinners or whatever we're eating as we watch the news, and of course that's not practical, so this is a way we felt that we could use the radio to help people, and instead of maybe always eating seeds and looking for roots, maybe they could have a little more. So I hope that you'll call in. The idea is that when you call in, we'll ask you to make out your checks to Oxfam or UNICEF or Church World Services or the Catholic Relief Services or any other organization you feel is in a position to help the people in Ethiopia and throughout Africa who don't have enough food. So it is really our hope that we can help here and do something since we can't hand over our spaghetti dinners.
Okay, thank you, Margaret. And that number to call to make your pledge, 728-9611. Donate some money also. You'll have an opportunity to let us know what you'd like to hear on the radio. 728-9611. This is AM 1320 WCBR Randolph. AM 1320 WCBR. Greg Price here. This is Our Response. And Brady, time to hear from you now.
I've got another update from South Royalton. We are really on a roll. Listen to this. Lou's Sheer Delight Hair Salon in South Royalton has matched the challenge of $50.
All right.
They've pledged $50. Ellis Music Company, that are always, they're always in tune, have also met the challenge of $50. Thank you, Ellis Music Company. Now we've got another challenge here, a challenge on top of a challenge. Lou from Lou's Sheer Delight is challenging all other hairdressers in the Central Vermont area to meet her challenge of $50. Can you do it? Come on, Randolph. We need to hear from you. South Royalton, come on. We need to hear from you. Keep it rolling. This is super, and I want to thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Brady. Time for Lou. Lou Crane?
Yeah, with those challenges in now, that brings our total to $2,030.29, with the matching funds brings us to $4,060.58. I think it's wonderful. Keep calling 728-9611. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Lou. 728-9611. Call in, make your donation now. This is AM 1320 WCVR, and here's the Greg Kinn Band. AM 1320, WCVR. Got the forecast for today. Windy, cold, considerable clouds, occasional flurries, high near 40. Tonight, clearing, diminishing winds, quite cold, low of 20 to 25. Tomorrow, sunny, continued cold, with a high in the 30s. Right now, it's 33 at AM 1320, WCVR. Charlie McMeekin is with me, and Charlie, do we have another update?
No, just a reminder that we have reached over $2,000 so far in contributions, and a reminder that every one of those dollars is being matched by a very generous business and merchant community. I have in the studio now somebody that is a dear personal friend and also deeply involved in helping people in this community, Dr. Jack Delaney, the Executive Director of Orange County Mental Health Services. When we first discussed the idea of a radiothon, which, remember, was only Wednesday night of this week, we were discussing people we thought to bring on the air and discuss different aspects of what we're trying to accomplish today. I didn't get in touch with Jack until yesterday evening at 7 o'clock to ask him if he would mind coming down and spending a little time with us this morning. And I've asked Jack to talk just about the psychology of giving, as we're asking you to consider making a significant contribution this morning to fighting famine in Africa. Jack?
Thanks, Charlie. I guess I'd probably turn the question around and ask people why they do not give. One of the first things that I was told when people started raising money for this particular effort was that it was very poor timing. The we're entering the holiday season, and companies coming, the price of turkeys is way up, and Christmas shopping, there's just no money. So the general attitude was one that just very poor timing. But I guess, Charlie, that, starvation, there's no good time for starvation.
No respecter of time.
And I think that's one of the answers that people have to look at very closely as they enter this holiday season, which is the time of giving and the time to be thankful. We have so much to be thankful for in terms of the bountiful harvest that we have. We can at least afford to go buy a turkey, and there are turkeys available for us to buy. And so the timing issue is one that I think is very difficult for people to deal with, but they're going to have to deal with it in their hearts. Another idea that was given to me as to why people don't give is that charity begins at home. That, there are so many projects around here that we have to give money to that, how can we possibly be pouring this money out to people that we're never going to come in contact with? And I guess my initial reaction to that was, that's really wonderful if you are indeed giving to all the charities at home, if you are indeed taking care of the poor, the hungry, the homeless right here in our communities. I suspect that we probably don't do as good a job at home as we should. And I also suspect that we don't do a good job in terms of looking at our world as a whole unit and taking care of it the way we should. I think one of the most beautiful sights I've ever seen was the shot from the moon of the Earth, and helped make me realize that we are indeed all one unit and need to be aware and sensitive to the needs of the entire world. Finally, and probably one of the most distressing reasons some people don't give is they somehow feel that the people are responsible for their own plight, that somehow, it's their own fault. And I think we have to realize that these people are victims of circumstance. They have not created this problem. They need our help. Give generously.
So well spoken, Jack. That number is 728-9611. One of our corporate contributors in filling out their check commented yesterday that it was ironic. They were writing a check for $500. They just last week wrote a check for $2,000 to a local group and said, "We wrote a check for $2,000 and that's going to benefit 400 people, and we're writing a check for $500 to help feed 45 million starving people." Isn't it ironic? We're not asking that you make all of your contributions today, but that you make any contribution. It will be deeply appreciated. That number again, 728-9611.
Okay, thank you guys. 9:45 now, quarter till 10 at AM 1320, WCBR. Billy Joel.
Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. Moving out.
WCBR, Billy Joel moving out, and, well, it's 11 in front of 10. Greg Price here, and got a message from Reverend Lupton of the United Church in Randolph. There's a mealless prayer service today from noon until 1 p.m. That's noon until 1 p.m. They'll be praying for an end to the Ethiopian drought and for the success of this radiothon. Also, they'll be collecting funds for donations to contribute to the radiothon, and the public is invited. That's United Church in Randolph next to the PNC. That's from noon until 1 p.m. today. You can call in your donations right now, 728-9611. Here's Michael Jackson at AM 1320 WCBR.
Who dance on the floor? Badlands. Go dance on the floor, get around. So take my strong advice. Just remember to always think twice.
AM 1320 WCBR, Monster Smash Hit for Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, Greg here. It's 6 in front of 10, and right now we're going to go over and talk to Lou Crane. Lou, what's happening?
Well, you won't believe this. I've got Brady and John Nickerson here, and they're, I wish you folks could see this. Maybe you can look at your radios real close and see it. I don't know, but Brady and John are dressed in Sudanese clothing. They're in jalabiyas, and... I don't know what else to say. Brady does have another challenge to turn in, but you ought to see him. You look real close at your radios when she talks.
Well, if you want to see us dressed in our Sudanese clothing here that we purchased when we were in the Sudan in 1979, come to Randolph. Come downtown, and we're going to be around walking the streets and asking people for pledges. But I've got more news from South Royalton. Freck's Department Store has made a donation, a good pledge, and Ken's Barber Shop has made a pledge from South Royalton, and I just want to thank you so much that you're really listening, you're really hearing it, you're really meeting the need. And now I'll turn this over to John. Keep it rolling.
We have another pledge that has come in from South Royalton. A pledge has come in from one of the law school students who just... as a friend of Bob Dylan, has identified himself as Dylan, responding to some of the good Dylan tunes that were being played. It's a $100 pledge, and Dylan challenges any other Vermont Law School student listening to this program this morning to meet that pledge.
Okay, thank you very much, and back to Lou now. Lou?
Yeah, okay, with all of those monies that have come in, which are fantastic, that actually gives us a total right now. It looks like, I'm trying to compute all this in my head, but it looks like it's a total of $2,180.29, which, when you put the corporate matching funds with it, gets to be, watch this fantastic calculation, folks, twice that much. It's really wonderful. I'm sorry, I couldn't calculate it. I really am, but I just couldn't do it. I'll figure it out and get back with you later. But remember, it really is important. Every dollar, every penny you give is matched with another penny.